During the last couple of weeks, legislators have been working behind closed doors trying to agree on changes to the Clean Energy Jobs Act. At an energy forum in Milwaukee, Senate author Mark Miller said some agreements have been reached. The Madison area Democrat says there are deals on idling of trucks, reducing carbon in transportation fuels, and whether to link Wisconsin car fuel efficiency standards to California's. Miller says the Golden State plan is gone.
Well, partly it's because California has sort of a disreputable reputation in the Midwest. But the other thing is that now that there's federal action on fuel efficiency standards for automobiles, it looks like we will no longer have two standards. We'll be able to go with the national standard.
Miller says the plan to reduce carbon in fuels ran into a lot of opposition and wasn't a major part of the bill. The changes are good news to the Democrats' leading candidate for governor, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett. Barrett says any new carbon in fuels standard would also have hurt the state.
And I don't want us to have an increase in costs only in Wisconsin, which ultimately could cost us jobs by having a Wisconsin-only standard. So I think if that's going to be dealt with, again, it's something that should be dealt with at the national level, or if not there, at an upper Midwest states region level.
Senator Miller says lawmakers are also trying to accelerate job creation goals in the Clean Energy Jobs Act. He says he's hoping to announce final compromises next week. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.